Welcome to the AI HR Daily Podcast, brought to you by Ovi. I'm your host, and today we're talking about why most organizations have built a skills library, but still can't find the book they need. If you want to stay on top of AI and HR, hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Okay, here's the thing that stopped me. Nearly 70% of HR professionals say they're struggling to recruit the right people. But at the same time, they've spent years building skills frameworks, mapping skills to jobs, creating common talent languages. So, what's going wrong? It comes down to what researchers are calling the skills-first maturity chasm. Think of it like this. Most companies have moved from stage one, building the library, to stage two, labeling the shelves. But actually using that library? Making hiring and promotion decisions based on skills data? That's stage three. And most organizations haven't crossed over yet. There's a four-stage model from IMOCA, backed up by data from SHRM, Mercer, and Gartner. Stage one is skills discovery. You're building your taxonomy, naming the skills that exist across roles. Stage two is skills mapping, connecting those skills to job descriptions. 55% of organizations are now here. Progress. But the average job level coverage is only 72%. The map is incomplete. And most companies treat this mapping like a one-time project, not a living system. Stage three is where skills data actually drives decisions: hiring, internal mobility, succession planning. Stage four is full skills intelligence, AI-powered, continuously updated, embedded in every talent process. The vast majority of companies aren't close to either of those. So why the stall? Three reasons, and they compound each other. First, the validation problem. 53% of employers say verifying skill claims is their top challenge. If you can't trust that a candidate actually has the skills they say they do, you default to old proxies: degrees, job titles, years of experience. The whole point of skills-first hiring disappears. Second, there's a channel paradox. Social media is the most used recruitment channel. It's also ranked 9th in effectiveness. Organizations are optimizing for volume, not signal. And third, there's an implementation gap that's almost jarring when you look at the numbers. Job rotation programs are 93% effective at developing the exact skills that are hardest to hire for, and fewer than 25% of companies use them. We know what works. We're just not doing it. Now, the organizations that have crossed into stage three share one thing. They stopped treating skills as a classification exercise and started treating them as a decision layer. Skills data embedded directly into their applicant tracking system. AI tools that update skill profiles automatically based on real work, not annual self-assessments. And a hiring philosophy backed by data. Gartner found that employees hired for promise, for potential, are 1.9 times more likely to perform well. That's not hiring for vibes. That's hiring with infrastructure. Here's the takeaway. The research is deep, the tools are ready, 91% of companies see AI transforming their workforce. The question isn't whether skills-first hiring works. The question is whether your organization can stop cataloging skills and start using them. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to AI HR Daily, brought to you by Ovi. If this was useful, hit follow and share it with a colleague who's still stuck at stage two.